I don't know why it is every time I take a trip, it's always raining somewhere down the line. This particular night was in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. I stopped to give a country boy a ride. I saw him running toward the car. He carried an old suitcase. A cigarette was dangling from his lips. He threw the suitcase in the back, and as he got inside, he said, "I'm sorry, but I'm awful wet." I said, "Where are you headed, kid?" And he said, "To Louisville." Said he had an uncle there who ran a store. Said his daddy died 3 weeks ago, and they didn't own the place, and they said he couldn't live there anymore. He said his education was that he could read and write. He quit school the time his dad got hurt. Ain't much goes on in Prestonsburg, and he was 17, and he had to go someplace to find some work. He talked about the girl whose father had a lot of money. He said he'd send and get her if he could. His daddy taught him all there was about tobacco farming, and he said he played the banjo pretty good. We stopped to get a sandwich, and the waitress brought the menu, and I noticed that he read the prices first. He ordered him a hot dog with a lot of table ketchup, and water seemed to satisfy his thirst. Well, it took a while, but I insisted that I pay the ticket, excused myself, and went out to the car. He came out, got in the car, and he handed me a quarter, and he said, "You left this laying on the bar." I dropped him off in Lexington and drove down to Bowling Green, and I thought, "Boy, you'll never make it without help." And then I got to thinking about the days when I was younger, and I started out the same darn way myself. Well, I don't know why it is every time I take a trip, it's always raining somewhere down the line.